Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. Appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day. It's a Bible verse.
Good. You need that.
You want me to read it?
Yeah.
All right. Luke 19, 23 through 26.
Do you know? Is there a show on this network where...
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
He said, "You're right that I don't suffer fools gladly, and you've acted the fool. Why didn't you at least invest the money in securities so that I would have gotten a little interest on it?" They talk about investing in securities in the Bible?
That sounds...
Then he said to those standing there, "Take the money from him and give it to the servant who doubled my stake." They said, "But master, he already has double." He said, "That's what I mean. Risk your life and get more than you ever dreamed of. Play it safe." There's no way this is the actual verse.
Well, it's
There's
probably
no way this is the actual
what's
verse.
The version? What's the version of
it? Doesn't say.
It didn't have like in parentheses.
No, I'm looking. We're off the rails already, folks. Luke, I'm gonna have to look.
Is it a parable by Jesus?
I'm sure it is. I mean, this is not even close.
So somebody just made that verse up.
I mean, it's the same. It's the story of the master who gives his servant some money, and some of them are like really careful with it. Another one goes out and takes a risk and makes more money. I get that. But this is not anywhere close.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's probably the version. It's probably like the message.
I want to know the version of the Bible where it says, "Play it safe and end up holding the bag." I want to know that version.
Well, I think it's the King Jay-Z version? I think it's called The Message.
Oh.
It's like a very modern version of it.
I'm not buying that for one second.
You're not buying the fact that
I'm
there's a
bad version of the Bible. I'm not. I will not buy that version.
Hey, I mean, there are like 50 different versions.
There are. I'm just saying that one doesn't work for me. What a weird start to the show.
Yeah.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip, the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Shell Mound.
That would be a little weird.
LaFleur County.
Okay.
I'm telling you, we stay in the Delta with these things.
Yeah.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. Whatever you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. If you're looking for a great weeknight meal, beef is always a great answer because it cooks quickly, it's delicious, it's good for you, and there's so many great options out there. Make beef the star of the show with whatever meal you're preparing. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for, and I wanted to let you know that you are looking for it. I know that you're looking for it, and so you need to go out and get it at College Corner. Hope you're able to take advantage of their awesome Memorial Day sale. If not, hey, there's always great deals going on at College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shout. You can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is always going to be at Restaurant Tyler. We love a trip to Restaurant Tyler for lunch, for dinner. Dinner especially. Usually dinner at Restaurant Tyler for one of us means the other one's paying off a bet, but you don't need any kind of special reason to go to Restaurant Tyler for dinner. That dinner in and of itself is the special reason. When you tell someone you're taking them to Restaurant Tyler, what you're really saying is, "I love you." That's what you're saying to them. It's the most, I'm just saying. So if you need to, you need to do that, Restaurant Tyler is there for you. If you need to show your love, do it at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need them on your schedule. You need them from Priority One Bank, because that's the bank that's going to provide the right level of service. The level of service that you deserve is at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Weird start to the show today. But I saw that. I was like, why is it on the desk?
It's not always a weird start.
It's not always a weird start to the show, Robbie. It's not.
A lot of times it is.
A lot of times it is. But not always as much as you think it is. So there you go. I don't know if I made, if what I just said made sense. I don't know.
I think you were pulling up the mentions for the rumblings.
No, I've already got them up. I was pulling up something else. I'm trying to find something else. It's important, but I can't find it. So,
coffee is for closures.
No, I don't know the guy's last name. You know our guy, the cowboy.
Yes,
who's our friend of ours, friend of the show, great Mississippi State baseball fan. So my mom currently in a nursing home. That's where he is.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him yesterday. He's getting out today.
Oh, great.
So I wanted to pass that message along and our well wishes along to him, but I don't know his last name. I know his first name is Ronnie. I don't know his last name.
I don't know if I do either. I've just always known him as Ronnie the Cowboy.
So, Ronnie, we are super glad that you're back out. I asked him, I was like, you're getting out of Tallahassee. He said he didn't think he could make that trip yet. Let's hope the Diamond Dogs can keep
going. He'll be in Omaha.
That's what I'm saying. Let's keep this going, and maybe Ronnie can get back and see some ball games this year.
Amen.
But I was really pleased to see him yesterday. When he told me he was getting out, I was very happy for him.
That's
so
great.
Good to see him there.
Really happy for him.
I saw him a couple weeks ago, and his wife was like, you should host a cooking show. And I was like, ma'am, all I do is watch videos on YouTube and follow those recipes. So all my show would be like, here.
Well, that's what a lot of them did.
Yeah, that's how it starts. So there you go. All right. Let's get into the rumblings. That's brought to you by our good friends over at Paul Davis Restoration. When you disaster strikes, when you have a storm damage, fire damage in your home, mold damage, these are things that happen all the time. You need a name that you can trust. You need people who you can rely on. That's what Paul Davis Restoration brings to the table. 24/7 support, fast professional service to restore your home and business to its original condition. But beyond that, it's not just about getting back to where you were. It's about taking it to the next level. They offer property improvement services that will do exactly that for you. Paul Davis Restoration, your recovery, your property improvement are their priorities. 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. If you've had any kind of damage to your home in Tupelo or in the Golden Triangle, call Paul Davis Restoration. All right. We are into the rumblings here. Can you sit back just a touch? Because, like, the camera, your head is cut off here. Just sit back a touch. There you go. There you go. That's why I want that beautiful hair. No. I want that. That's no good. That's no good. And all right, you're good. Stay there. No. No, not that. Now, your handsome face is covered up. All right. No, almost there. Okay, good. Now, all right. Now give us a small. All right, then. That'll work.
If you didn't notice, that there's a guy on Twitter that just the other day just went psychotic on Twitter on me.
Yeah,
and
one of them.
One of the things that he came after me about was the fact that I have a lazy eye.
You do,
which is like some kind of it's some kind of like revelation. Like I feel like I've been somewhere around a camera now in some form or fashion.
Yeah,
or Twitter picture.
Yeah,
for the last 10, 12 years people have been able to see me. It's like, oh, you have a lazy eye.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, since I was born.
I got it. Looking at your mom.
And then he said that I was short and fat.
Now, see, and I'm not short. I'm not tall either.
Well, he said I was short and chubby.
You're chubby, yeah.
Chubby and the lazy eye, yes.
Yeah. Not short, though. You're like 6'4".
I am 6'4".
Yeah.
So I
love that picture from a few years back where it was me and you and Selman and Brent Johnson from Superior Catfish, and I look like a child.
Yeah, we were all just like towering over
6'4", Selman's 6'5", Brent 6'6". I'm sitting there at 5'10", going, what's up? You know. So
Fine.
it's fine. It's fine. The rumblings are fine. Let's jump into them. First question of the day, our buddy Willie Dizzle. This is a great question. Willie, good work. Cold or room temperature syrup on waffles and pancakes? I never think to get the syrup out of the fridge ahead of time.
I don't know how many times I've had cold syrup.
Okay, so you and I are different. I keep syrup in the fridge.
Do you really?
Yeah, that's where it
Mine
goes if
stays in
it's
the
open.
cabin. Mine
Not because
stays in the
open. I
cabin.
think it's supposed to be refrigerated.
I don't think that's a
All right,
requirement.
now next time. And you make a good point because you buy it's on the shelf. But I don't know.
Well,
When
I
ne next
mean,
time I go to the store and get syrup, I'm going to look and see if it says refrigerated
when
after
I
it.
go to a restaurant and ask for syrup,
It's on the table.
it's on the table. So
You might be onto something.
I've never subscribed to syrup needs to be in the refrigerator. I know there are condiments,
Yeah.
and once you open it, you
Yeah.
need to,
Ketchup, mustard, things like that. Yeah.
mayonnaise.
Yeah.
But I've never had any issues. I've had syrup in my cabinet for a long, long time and never had any issues. So I've never dealt with the syrup in the refrigerator thing, the cold syrup.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna live with that.
It's like it when it gets into the refrigerator and it gets cold, like I feel like it's like it hardens
It's a
up.
little
Like
more
it's,
viscous, yeah.
yeah, I don't want that.
Okay, I got you. AC Griffin. If Doyle and Fisher aren't po poached by Tennessee, is U if UM, I assume he means Ole Miss, a tier one championship contender this year? This is one of those questions where it's like, one plus one does equal two, guys. They're the 10 seed overall. If you're asking me if I give them the best pitcher in the SEC and one of the best hitters, maybe like the top three hitters in the SEC, certainly the best power hitter in the SEC. If I add that to their roster, are they better? Is that your question?
I mean,
The answer
I
is
think that
yes. They would be a much they, if their rotation was Doyle on Friday and Hunter Elliott on Saturday, they would be damn near unbeatable.
yeah, but at the same time, like, who's to say that these guys were not holding them back from like maybe an attitude standpoint or like,
I don't.
and I don't think they are.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like,
I
every
disagree.
t I think what makes this Ole Miss team as good as they are right now is they
They have
kind
some
of
good
rallied
chemistry.
around each
They have some good
other.
chemistry.
And that's kind of the thing is like it that 2021 team was always talented enough to win the national
Yeah.
championship, but they didn't hit their stride until they found out they'd barely made the tournament.
Yeah.
And at that point, they were kind of like, we have nothing to lose. Same thing with this Mississippi State team. Like, I feel like this Mississippi State team, you can look at it and you can say, well, if you had David Mershon back, if you had Dakota Jordan back, I mean,
Yeah.
what would this team look like? Well, I mean, maybe it wouldn't have been the same. And not
Yeah.
because those guys were bad attitudes,
But there's
but
no question from a talent standpoint they'd be better.
oh, yeah,
They
from a
probably have like
talent
six or
standpoint,
seven more wins. So,
yeah.
yeah.
But like I said, I mean, it's impossible to know. And also, I think Ole Miss went to the transfer portal and got players that were really good fits
Yeah.
that were older players
Yeah.
that have just fit in well from a
Well,
chemistry standpoint.
interestingly enough, correct me if I'm wrong, from a starting rotation standpoint, Elliott, Maddox, and Nichols were already there.
Yeah.
They didn't replace
No, but
Doyle and
I'm just talking about
oh
from the
yeah.
team
Oh yeah,
perspective.
Samford and Fawley and Humphrey, those guys have been good for them. Yeah. All right. Crystal Method. If I make a the science graphic, will y'all use it every time?
Yes.
We will absolutely use your graphic. Yes. What profession profession professional?
Professional.
What prof What professional sports franchise is the equivalent of MSU in terms of bad luck? All right.
The Cubs
The
could
Cubs
be up
had that
there.
lovable loser thing for so long.
Now, they had already won a championship in
Yeah, in the 1900.
1914, but
Yeah.
at least they had a championship. I mean, you think of like the Steve Bartman thing, like that was a curse. Like Mississippi
Yeah.
State,
Yeah.
like the curse of, I don't know, the national championship. But who
Yeah.
knows? But like since that national championship, it's been kind of like a lot of painful things happening.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with the Cubs there. Is Robbie negative or is he just a dad? I think you're just a dad.
That is a very good
Yeah,
point.
I mean, you and me both, yeah.
I mean, I don't consider myself negative. And like who would really? But I just consider myself like maybe skeptical would be the word, or I don't know. I like to say I'm realistic. but that's not what other people like to say.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but I'm definitely just a dad.
Last one. Random movie you can quote still today. His is Out Cold.
Almost Heroes.
Oh, that's a quality one. Is Major League a random enough movie?
Yes.
Okay, then that's the one.
It's not like a, it is a mainstream movie, but it's not like if you're
It
talking
wasn't a
about
blockbuster, but
quotable movies, that's not up there.
yeah. Rob Montgomery, if you could get a free ticket to a deciding championship game of one of the more four major professional leagues, what would it be? The Super Bowl or Game 7 in a World Series, NBA Finals, or Stanley Cup? We have to make the assumption here that one of our teams is not playing.
Yes.
I think you have to go Game 7 Stanley Cup, don't you? That's peak playoff drama.
Yeah, and hockey is like
It's so fun to be
on
at.
the edge of your seat at all
Yeah.
times.
You
Like
get
the
a game seven going into overtime and sudden death. Oh, come on, man. We'll be there all day. Stanley Cup is, I feel like, the answer there.
Super Bowl, like even when the games are close, I feel like that it's
It's so corporate.
there's so much going on.
Yeah.
Like it like the game seems secondary. So yeah, that's kind of back there. Now, Game 7 of the World Series is up there too.
Yeah.
But even though I'm not a hockey fan, I think Stanley Cup
Yeah, that's the answer.
would be the best. I mean, because you can like feel the tension in the arena or the like through the TV,
Yeah.
you can feel it.
Even see, yeah, sitting at home watching it with no affiliation, I'm like,
Because like in
this
hockey,
looks
it's like
intense.
with hockey, baseball, everybody's kind of like calm in the crowd for a lot of the moments.
Yeah. Oh, hockey, they're going crazy the whole
Hockey
time.
is like
Yeah.
constant.
Yeah. Agreed. Brogan Fairchild, what is your Mount Rushmore of Disney songs?
Ooh, I feel like the lead to the Lion King's up there,
Okay.
just because of the pageantry of
Like
it
the
all.
circle of life.
Yes.
Okay.
Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, that's good.
For me, Go the Distance from Hercules is a
Okay.
great song,
All right.
one of the best songs.
All right.
Mount Rushmore. I mean, is When You Wish Upon a Star on there
It
from
can absolutely be
Pinocchio?
on there.
That's not one
100%.
of my favorites, but you're thinking about iconic
Yeah, it
Disney
can absolutely be
songs.
on there.
Yeah.
All right, that's your four.
Now, but here's what I would say though. Like, as far as just really good music from the Disney movies, like the soundtrack from Toy Story with Randy Newman and
You got a friend in me.
but all those
It's
songs were
great.
awesome.
That's good.
And the soundtrack from Tarzan, which was written
Phil
by Phil
Collins.
Collins,
That's
the whole
good.
soundtrack is
All right.
nuts.
So here's mine. All right. My George Washington is Let It Go.
Okay.
I have seen that movie so many times. That might be the
Frozen.
movie I could quote, to be honest with
Yep.
you. And then this is just my personal opinions. I'll Make a Man Out of You,
Yes, Mulan.
Mulan,
Great song.
Be Our Guest, and I had the other one. What was it? Oh, Hakuna Matata.
Yes, Hakuna Matata is
There we go.
outstanding.
That's my Mount Rushmore. What play?
Disney perfected the music. It started with the it was two brothers. They that
Yeah.
Walt Disney hired, was it
Yeah,
the
I know who you're talking
oh,
about.
what was their they were Jewish, I'm
Yeah.
pretty sure. They created all the like the Snow White. So, like they put the music to the movies, like with Snow White and
The Sherman Brothers.
Sherman Brothers. Yes,
Yeah.
their son actually wrote for Boy Meets World.
Okay.
Yeah, so they kind of started the whole thing.
These guys
They
look.
did. They did. They did Mary Poppins, all the Mary Poppins songs.
These guys look enough like George Sherman that I'm pretty sure they got to be some sort of relation.
Very well could.
Okay.
But very talented, and they kind of
Yeah.
started the whole thing.
There you go. What player, he's asking me this, what player did you really want to put on your list of top 25 players but couldn't justify doing so? First off, I missed one. I should have put Emmanuel Forbes on the list. I don't know how I missed him because you know that I'm a big mark for that guy,
Yes.
but I just missed him. Somebody I wanted to put on, but I couldn't justify doing so. There were three players that they only played one year in the decade that I had to, I basically created a rule like you had to play multiple years in this, in I'm not decade, but since 2000. That was Fred Smoot, Deuce McAllister, and Travis Hunter. I wanted to put those guys on there, but because I made up that rule, it was just arbitrary. Other than that, Fitzgerald would have also been on the list. I would have liked to have had him on there, but I had seven quarterbacks on there. And, I mean, how many of those guys am I taking Fitzgerald over? Probably none. So, there we go. Andrew Norwood, what would you rather drive for the rest of your life, a Cybertruck or a Pontiac Aztec? These are both hideous cars.
I had a Pontiac Bonneville.
Oh,
and I actually love that.
I had some, the Nelson brothers, they were Pontiac people. They had a Grand, I saw, Ryan, if you're listening, I saw a Grand Prix today that had an antique car tag on it. I was like, oh God.
I was like 2 years, away from my Ford F-150 that I had before the car I bought, way back. I was like 2 years away from an antique car tag.
Oh gosh.
So, every time you say the Nelson brothers, all I think about is, I can't live without your
love
cousins.
And affection. They're cousins, Ricky and Gunner and Nelson, Gunner and Ricky.
They're cousins?
No.
I was about to say, there's no way.
Everybody that's named cousin Nelson is their cousin.
After the rain.
They used to call Tim Nelson cuz. They called him that all the
that's
time.
That's what I do with Marshall Faulk.
Exactly. So, I think
the answer
go,
is the Cybertruck.
You would go, so I'm going to go Aztec. I don't want anybody, throwing feces on my car.
That's true. Or skiing it.
Yeah, I just don't need
it. Yeah, but this thing's like bulletproof.
If you see a Cybertruck at night, that is a trip. You're like, what on earth is that? Oh, it's a Cybertruck.
It's almost like something that you would create on The Sims.
And I expect Judge Dredd to get out of it.
Yeah.
You have broken the law.
I don't understand why it looks the way it does.
It looks
like what? Like, why did they choose this? Like, it literally is like if you gave me some Legos and you're like, put a car together, that's what I would do at age six.
Yeah.
I would create that shell.
Yeah.
And I'm not even the person that's the people just keying it because it's Elon Musk.
Right.
It's just a hideous car. It's now, awful. Apparently there's some cool features in it.
I'm sure there are, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I would probably drive that over the Aztec because of the stuff that it has on the inside.
Andrew Norwood, again, you have to evade one for 48 hours. Who are you picking? The T-1000, Jason Voorhees, Dog the Bounty Hunter, or the Predator? Well, I'm probably going to go Dog
the Human.
I'm going to go with the one human on the list. That being said, if you could find a way to just jog at a moderate pace, you can avoid Jason Voorhees forever.
Well, doesn't he just end up in front of you anyway?
Well, you got to keep going. You can never stop. You got to jog for 48 hours. But
the T-1000 and the Predator are basically machines.
Yeah, you're not beating them. Dog the Bounty Hunter is the easy choice.
Yeah, Jason Voorhees you can't kill.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's going to be the big bad dog. What I always loved about Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Were the sunglasses that had the earpieces?
Yeah,
like you put the sunglasses on, and then you put the earbuds in.
Maybe my favorite, one of my top five South Park episodes is when Cartman is the bounty hunter.
I'm the dog, the big bad dog.
Get a hall pass, bro.
The bounty hunter.
And a bear mace you. Great question from Brian McDuff here. What percentage of warehouses featured in 80s action movies are now breweries? That's so great. Isn't this where they filmed RoboCop? Now they got IPAs.
What about No Holds Barred?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Oh, my gosh.
Just like that, like they have the IPA is just like the brother or something.
Yeah, it's the Rip'em.
Jeez.
Maybe the worst movie ever.
What's your favorite Hulk Hogan movie? Mr. Nanny? What was that movie, the Mr. Nanny or whatever?
Where Rocky III is not eligible?
No, he's
okay, guess.
This is
Hulk Hogan is the star of the movie.
Thunder in Paradise.
Mr. Nanny. Mr. Nanny's is the best one. Yeah.
Like dresses up in a tutu.
Yeah. It's a good performing.
It is a good movie, yeah.
I'm definitely not going Three Ninjas at Magic Mountain or anything like that. No. No, we're not doing that.
That was like Three Ninjas and 3, wasn't it?
No Holds Barred is one of the worst movies you will ever watch in your life.
Bad movie.
Don't ever watch it. We know that McNamee has the sexiest walk-up song. Would Sabu's theme be second?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. I played it last week when he passed away. I was on the back end there. Yeah. Rob Hadaway, would Robbie be seen as more positive if he started working the word positively into his negative takes? It's inspired by Crystal Method's question. You could do what DDP did.
Mississippi State is positively horrendous.
Exactly. How could someone say you're being negative?
That is a good one.
All right.
I still think there's going to be a day where, like, all I do is just tweet nothing but positives. Like,
Yeah.
oh man, State almost made that play
Yeah.
on the bunt. Like, I'm just did the whole time.
Yeah.
Just the.
It needs that. You need to do it down in Tallahassee. See if you can pull it off.
The game's being too much.
Okay.
I'm gonna be,
we'll
gonna
get
be too
we'll
emotionally
get it
invested.
next year for an early season. Yeah.
I'm gonna be way too emotionally invested in
All right.
that at that point.
I've had a way. I recognize podcasting is a visual medium, but does this graphic disturb you as much as it did me? Can I share my screen here and we can get this on the screen? I think I can. So hold on, let me close these tabs here. All right, give us a second here, folks. We're going to try something here. Share. Nope, that didn't work. Is it up here? Nope. Where is it? Isn't there a share screen option on here?
There is.
Or there shouldn't should there be? Okay, here we go. Here we go. I got it. That's what we're talking about here. Let me there we go. All right.
Does this show up on the recording?
I hope so.
Okay. Good thing you didn't have some.
Participants can now see your application. I don't think they can see it, so that's not working.
Good thing that you did not have. No, I think it does.
I made a point to close all my tabs.
Okay, good.
Not that I had anything. I'm at work. Not that I had anything bad, but so we'll stop the share there.
Okay.
But long story short, it's a picture of Betty White at age 60 versus Sandra Bullock at age 60. Here's the thing I'm going to point out. Just different fashion. I think if Betty White at that age has long hair, she might look like Sandra Bullock looked
It
like right there.
definitely is. Well, part of it is, let's be honest here.
See,
Sandra
I think
Bullock
Betty
is.
White in 1982 is 60. I need to look that up. I need to
I
look
think
that up.
she is. Here's the thing, though.
Oh, she was.
Elephant in the room. The celebrities now are doing everything they can
They
to stay
can.
young.
They do a lot. Yeah.
Let's look closer at the way that Pamela Anderson looks right now, and I'm not judging.
We're not judging.
I'm not. Well, I mean, I guess I kind of
You're
am.
judging a little bit.
I'm not saying that she's ugly or anything, but she does look significantly different than she
Yeah.
did a
Yeah.
few years ago.
Betty White's just letting herself age at 1982. Sandra Bullock is like, what can you inject me with to keep me
It
going?
really is strange, though, looking back whenever I was a kid and looking at my grandparents. And, like, my grandparents always seemed old to me.
Yeah.
And no disrespect to, I mean, I only have one left, and I love the fact that she's still
You're
here.
right.
But when they were, like, in their 50s, 60s, they did not look like my parents are now. My dad's almost 70.
Yeah.
And he does look like an older man, but he looks like back then, like he would have been in his 40s or something.
Yeah.
So it's just a different.
I'm
The
the.
fashion, like you said, like my papaw, when he was like in his 50s, was wearing short sleeve button down
Yes.
with like the pocket protector.
Yeah, I mean, it's tucked into slacks,
Yeah.
yeah.
So.
I'm the same age now. I'm the same age now that I was, that my dad was when I was a senior in high school. And if I go back and find a picture of him versus me, I feel like I look a lot younger.
Yeah.
And what's funny is I have a brother who's 10 years younger than me who looks a lot older. He's all gray. He's got no brown left up there. So I don't know. It just depends. Rob Hadaway. Sorry that the whole screen saving thing didn't work, that sharing thing. I wanted to show y'all the picture. You can check Rob's Twitter. You can see it there. This is probably the summer I need to put my oldest daughter behind the wheel for the first time. Do you have any tips? He's asking me. Just pray. When I get in the car with Aislinn right now, I am never happy about it.
I'm a little nervous now. Like
We let Emily, and probably this is illegal, I guess, but because she would have been like 14, but we let her drive on 82 to when we were going to.
I drove to school all the time before.
Well,
I
we're talking
watched.
About we were driving on the highway.
Yep.
And like never got above, she never got above 60. So I'm going nuts. It's like, God, just speed up. But also, it started to rain.
Oh,
And
no.
Immediately I was like, oh, Jesus, just pull over.
Pull over, let me.
Pull over.
Yeah. I'll let, whenever we're just around the house, I'll let Natty like sit in my lap and control
Yeah.
the wheel, like when we're like riding down the
Yeah, yeah,
Dayton
yeah.
or something. So I feel like at that point, we're going to have a good idea. She's probably going to ride around in a golf cart or
Yeah.
side by side or something we'll have a pretty good idea at that point whenever she gets her license, like how to drive.
Yeah.
But I'm still very nervous about it.
We'll do one more here and then we'll go to a break. Hunter Boland asks, if you could add one position player and one pitcher from a baseball movie to MSU's current team to help them win a national championship, well, who would you add? It has to be a fictional player.
Okay, we need to have for Mississippi State, we need to have do we need to have more pitching? We need to have a
Well,
starting
we got to have it one
pitcher.
pitcher and one player. We have to add.
Oh, a pitcher and a position player. Okay.
So the pitcher. Am I adding Rick Vaughn?
He was a little wild when he
Yeah,
strikes.
that's true. Yeah.
Rick Vaughn did kind of hone it in though.
Yeah.
And does the state have a legitimate closer?
Yeah, Rick Vaughn as a closer would be tough. That'd be good.
They need a starter. They need a legit starter.
Yeah, I'm trying
The
to.
guy that the guy from what was that movie with Brendan Fraser where he was like he went to the Yankees or whatever. He was at like he's from Nebraska.
I have never seen this
Starting
movie.
pitcher. Brendan Fraser's in it. Gosh, well he was maybe like the prospect
The
or
Scout.
the scout. The scout.
Okay, I didn't. I've never seen this
He
movie.
was from like
No,
Nebraska.
no. His name was Steve Nebraska.
Okay, his name was Steve Nebraska.
Yeah.
Not he wasn't from Nebraska,
Yeah.
but he was like, first round draft pick type guy.
Yeah.
That's probably he's like kind of like Eric Sarantola, like the
I got you.
like he has all the tools. That's probably what I would add. And then the position player, I mean, you're gonna have to go with the natural, probably, huh?
I mean, yeah, going with Roy
Roy
Hobbs,
Hobbs.
you really can't miss there. I wouldn't mind having.
Can we get Henry Rowan Gardner in
Well,
there? Where
I
it's like,
was thinking about, State's having so many issues behind the plate this year. Do I want to get Jake Taylor?
yeah, that would be a good one.
A solid, steady defensive catcher?
Yeah.
That might be an idea. All right.
Although, like from a experience standpoint, I feel like Joe Powell's kind of
He
fits that
is.
mold.
I mean, I don't know that Jake Taylor is any older than Joe Powell after all
No,
these COVID years, though.
no.
All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother in the Cotton District, two of our favorite restaurants in Starkville. What do you want to eat today? Do you want to eat some smoked Southern soul food? Go to Two Brothers. Do you want to have a fancy sandwich? Go to the Older Brother. It's Taco Tuesday as we speak at Two Brothers. Tomorrow is Wing Wednesday. There's always great specials and there's always great food. And of course, the Older Brother, Starkville's best new restaurant. They're all right there. They're right next door to each other. Enjoy a trip to the Cotton District and Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years.
Did, brother.
When you need technology for your business, the place to call is Advantage Business Systems. They'll get you taken care of with the best name brands and the best prices. But most importantly, they get you taken care of with great service after the sale. It's a piece of machinery. It will break at some point. You got to have somebody that you can trust to show up, get it fixed, and get your business back up and running. That's what you get with Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you're going to be in Starkville and you need MSU gear, the place to shop is at Maroon & Co. They have the biggest and best selection of Mississippi State gear. Everything you're looking for, maroon and white, under one roof. They have the logos that you want. I'll just go out on a limb just reading from your message board. They got the logos you don't want, too. But if you want those logos, they are there. Everything maroon and white, under one roof. And best of all, we'll save you a little money with our promo code. Thunder15 is the code to save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Next time you're in Starkville, it's available in store or online at marooningco.com. Go to Maroon & Co. the next time you need MSU gear. Our friends at Scruggs know that each and every weekend is a precious one, right? We're in the summer. You got to be working out in the yard, working around the house, cooking out. Everything you need for those weekends, it's at Scruggs, including the cold beer. So take advantage of that with a trip to Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden. The John Deere Drive Green Spring Sales event is only going on for a few more days, folks, so don't miss out. 0% financing up to 48 months on Gators and commercial mowers. 0% financing up to 72 months on all compact tractors. Don't miss out on this, guys. You got till June 2nd. Visit Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden at 3575 Tom Watson Drive in Saltillo, or you can shop online at scruggsfarm.com. Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden, they have what you want for less. Keep us right. Did you guys watch Double or Nothing? And if so, what are your thoughts? Did you watch?
I did not.
I'm going to tell you that this is the one that's worth your time. All right.
Okay.
You got some, you got four outstanding matches, and the Anarchy in the Arena match is one of the best free for all kind of matches ever. It's really, really, really good. And including the fact that in the first 20 minutes of the match, they played Let the Bodies Hit the Floor on a loop.
Oh, that's great.
And it was a crowd singing along. Kenny Omega's on the mic. It was fantastic.
That's like what they used to do with
I really
the
enjoyed it.
gangsters.
Yeah. Swerve Strickland got stapled in his tongue. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
Would you like to see a picture?
No,
Okay.
I'll
He
if I decide that.
flashed the camera, he like opened his mouth and stuck his tongue out, and you could see it in there. It
Nice.
was incredible. What a great match. I enjoyed it really, really. I enjoyed it a lot. I'm telling you, Briscoe Ricochet, really good. Bloody, but really good.
I bet.
Mercedes versus Jamie Hayter was a really good match. And then Ospreay and Hangman was fantastic.
Yeah,
Really,
I
really
knew
good.
that would be.
They delivered. They delivered. So, all right, Andy Atkinson, the enforcer, our good friend Double A. Since Rob started, here's another. How old does this make you feel? The Traveling Wilburys age when they recorded their album. Tom Petty was 38. Jeff Lynne was 41. George Harrison was 45.
Jeez.
Bob Dylan was 47. I'm 47. And Roy Orbison was 52. Shut up!
What's really crazy is I don't know what Jeff Lynne is doing, but Bob
Bob.
Dylan is at least one of only two people still alive here, and
Jeff Lynne's still with us.
he was the second oldest person in this group.
Jeff
Isn't Bob
Lynne.
Dylan still alive?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. Jeff Lynne is 77. He's still going. Bob
Okay.
Dylan's still alive.
George Harrison dead, Tom Petty dead, Roy Orbison dead.
Yeah, Bob Dylan's 84 now.
Wow. Would not have guessed that. Because I'm sure he's put himself through the ringer.
Harrison and Lynne, I mean, Lynne really looks like he's in his 60s there. Orbison's only 2 years older than me, basically.
Tom Petty was a kid.
Yeah, he's the youngest one. How old are you?
30, about to be 36 next week.
He's only 2 years older than you in this video. Man, that's crazy. Makes you hurt.
Yeah, and he had actually done
That's
something before that,
you know
just
what?
sitting around doing nothing.
You know what? That's the sign this week. The sign is brought to you by our good friends over at Pip Printing and Signs. Pip Printing and Signs is the place to call. Whatever your business is, you need someone to get the message of your business out to the customer. You need a fantastic printer like Pip Printing and Signs. They've been doing it for 30 plus years, folks. They know how to get people to come in the door and to keep coming in the door over and over again. And best of all, they're a Mississippi State business. So if you're working with them, you're going to be supporting Mississippi State because they're going to make that donation to, I believe it's still, they're over to the State Excellence Fund now. So 10% of your sale right to the State Excellence Fund. You're already spending money on printing. Do that with our friends at Pip Printing and Signs. The sign is that I'm going to be dead soon. That's the
Oh,
sign. Good
you
Lord.
don't have to be.
I mean, I'm working
You
on
weren't
that.
doing
I'm doing everything I can, but goodness gracious.
you weren't having the lifestyle that some of these probably were either, though. I mean,
Yeah, I mean,
be
my
honest.
drug of choice was donuts,
Yeah, that's
you
true.
know, so
Coke
goodness gracious.
Zero.
Coke. Well, it's not a drug, though. That's healthy. It's 0 calorie. It can't be bad for you, right?
Soda's totally healthy.
It's
Yeah,
just like
totally
water. It's 0 calorie. It's like eating juice. It's like drinking juice.
healthy.
Carter Bentley asks, as kids, I know, we all did wrestling moves on our friends. What was your go-to move then? Conversely, what would be the move you'd least likely be able to hit today? I mean, if you're in the pool, the torture rack was the weapon of choice, but nobody's doing that today.
My dad, to all the my friends, when we come over, he would do the choke
The
slam.
choke slam is a great
It was
tool.
the giant at the time,
Yeah,
Big Show, is his
the
choke slam.
giant, yeah.
Mine was a frog splash.
Frog splash, very good. Macho
Just
Man elbow
yep.
off the diving board, really good. And then if talking about now, we weren't kids; we were in our 20s when me and Brian McDuff, me and Ryan Nelson 3D'd Brian McDuff and nearly killed him.
Yeah, it's not a safe
We didn't
move.
cradle his head properly.
Yep.
Ryan also DDT'd me on concrete one time. It
Yeah,
hurt a
that
lot.
also not a safe
Not
move.
safe at all.
We used to do figure four,
Oh, figure four.
leg
Yeah, you can
locks.
screw that up easy and break
Yes.
someone's leg.
Yes.
So, yeah, these are all good options. Sweet chin music.
I told you about my friend Kyle Dickerson. He used to do the torture rack to the entire playground.
Yeah, it's good times.
When we were like in second grade, like we stood in line for this guy to put us in the torture rack. And last time I saw him, he said he was training to put you in the torture rack.
You gonna put me in the torture rack, brother? I don't think so. I'll drop the big leg on you.
He's been training.
So, this is where the power lies. What's his name?
Kyle Dickerson.
Kyle Dickerson. All right. Andy Atkinson again. Everyone has asked if 100 men could defeat one gorilla. The real question is, could 100 gorillas defeat Haku?
No.
No.
That is one guy we did
You
not
know,
mention.
we got to put him in the
Batangan
put
death
him
grip.
yeah, get him by the goozle. Yeah. If I'm just telling you, one gorilla versus the faces of fear. I'd like our chances.
Yeti.
I don't know the Yeti. All right, Tyler Ham. My wife is looking to get into watching soccer. I don't do kickball, so I'm no help. She asked for advice from the resident soccer expert on selecting a team to become a fan of. What do you think, Robbie?
There's so many things that I could say. There's so many techniques that we could go with here.
Really,
One
really,
of
yeah.
them would be changing the channel.
Yeah. Tyler, I will I'm going to tweet at you and we're going to get my first question is going to be what NFL team does she cheer for? But we'll go from there. We'll get it figured out. I'll get her on a team. Hopefully she'll be a Chelsea fan just like me. Pat in Paris, while driving and listening to Monday's pod, every time Robbie mentioned Sierra, my phone stopped and prompted me to ask a question.
That's great.
Isn't technology wonderful? Yeah. Evan, hey Sierra. All right, we'll see what happens.
What you could
Everybody.
do is like you should set it. You should say something that makes it do something inappropriate.
Yeah. Hey, Sierra. I don't know.
Dial my
Speaking
ex.
of inappropriate.
What if it does?
Text mother-in-law. F you.
Sin.
This is speaking of inappropriate. 14, 15-year-old me had wonderful thoughts about Kathy Ireland. Is it a bit messed up that I wanted Miss Ireland to be a pedophile? You know, I never really thought about it that way, but
No, if now if
yeah.
she felt, let me see. I've forgotten what Kathy Ireland looked like.
Oh,
Very attractive.
shit. So, how old was she?
I don't think it was inappropriate for you, maybe. Well,
I
I
was,
mean, it
when I was,
probably is if.
how old is Kathy Ireland? So.
It's still inappropriate to have those thoughts.
She's still throwing heat, by the way. So she's 62.
Sure, she's probably like Sandra Bullock. She's probably
Yeah.
had some work done.
Now she actually looks relatively
But you
aged.
know, she's
Yeah,
probably had some
something.
collagen,
So she's
a little lip
62.
injection here, a
Yeah,
little
she's
tug
62.
here.
So when I was 16 in 1992, she would have been 29. Yeah, that would have been rough. That would have been tough to explain.
Well, for her,
Yeah, for her. For me,
that
I
would
would
have
have
been
been.
illegal for
I
her.
would have been the hero.
So what is she was like
She's a swimsuit model. She was on the
oh, yeah,
cover of
that's
the
right.
Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. I was more of an Elle Macpherson guy myself, but so be it. Great
Well,
question, though. These are great questions we're getting today. Our buddy Steve Mormon asks, realistically, do you think it'll be before or after the College World Series that we name a baseball coach? I think it'll be as soon as state season's
it'll
over
be
within a
whenever
couple
state
days.
season's over if that coach has also ended his season.
Yeah, I agreed.
As I think people expect like tomorrow for Mississippi State to name a coach, and
Not
that's
gonna happen.
not going to happen.
No.
Mississippi State is not going to name a coach until its season concludes.
Agreed. Josh Patrick, where would the baseball program be right now if Lemonis had landed Skeens or Montgomery in the portal? Let's do Montgomery first, because that's on last year's team. There's at some point it becomes you're too talented to fail. And
Yeah.
Jordan Hines, Hyzak, and Montgomery, that team's going to host.
Okay, so outfield was Bryce Chance, Hyzak, and who
And
was the
Dakota
other guy?
Jordan.
Dakota Jordan.
So the
So,
so you're taking Bryce Chance out and you're putting Braden Montgomery in left field.
yeah,
Yeah, I
or
mean that
center.
or in center, it doesn't matter. And Hyzak's in left. There's no way that team doesn't host.
Or does Hyzak play infield?
I'm
Could he
just
play
saying
third base?
there's no way they
I mean,
host.
what the thing about it is, you would have had very few holes in that
Yeah,
lineup
yeah.
just with him. That would have changed the whole
And because
direction.
you also have Mershon.
State would have hosted.
Yeah, there's
And
no question.
I think they probably would have been a national seed.
Yeah.
I think he changes your team that much because your pitching
Now,
was really good.
the Skeens is in the 22 season.
They make the tournament.
I think they make the tournament. Also, if you have Skeens, that probably allows you to keep Landon Sims in the bullpen.
Yeah.
And so maybe he doesn't have the same strain on his arm. And so if you can
Well,
give me, if I can have Skeens every Friday and I can have Sims in the
every Friday
bullpen,
you at
I'm in the
least are in the
tournament.
game.
I'm in the tournament.
every Friday you're at least in the game, if not winning. And State, that's the problem, is State did not have a Friday starter that counted on. So your bullpen was
was
just
strained every week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there we go.
I mean, they make the tournament that year, and it probably changes what happens. I mean, it's the whole direction.
Butterfly effect, yeah.
Two people.
Yeah. Luke Whedon asks us, of these two scenarios, which do you think you'd be more likely to survive? Stranded in the Pacific Ocean or stranded in the Sahara Desert? I'm definitely going desert.
Well,
first off, I'm built for that. You gotta realize that's my people, you know.
Most likely to survive. I mean, you might not, you're probably not gonna survive either one.
Oh, yeah, but more likely is the desert, I think.
But you don't have any water to
Well,
drink.
In the Pacific Ocean, you don't have any water to drink either. You can't drink salt water.
Couldn't you drink like small amounts of it?
I don't think so. Yeah, the only thing you have going for you, if it's raining, you could drink that. You could find a way to capture it. But like, if you're just on like a,
and then,
you know, like a small
well,
boat
on top
in the
of
middle of the
that,
Pacific Ocean, you're going to die.
Stranded in the ocean, you're treading water. So,
oh, we're not even in a boat.
I mean, if
we're
you're stranded.
We're just treading water.
That's what I assume.
You're going to get eaten by a fish soon.
I assume that means that you're floating in
you're
the
not,
water.
You can't go more than a few hours, you know.
Well, I mean, Tom Hanks survived.
He was on an island.
But he was stranded in the Pacific Ocean, and he's pushed into the island, which I assume is
if I can
also
get pushed into an
possibility.
Island, sure. But if I'm just in the middle of the ocean, you're
We
screwed.
need some clarification.
Yeah,
on that
we need more. We need. Hail State 5 ever. The NIL store tweeted about merch for Ace after winning SEC Newcomer. I decided to check it out, but was absolutely disgusted to see that not only they had the banner M on a baseball shirt, they also had this 2012 Ass Bully logo available. Who is approving these designs? Better yet, who is buying them? These are awful.
Well, what was the there was one not too long ago that put out that was just absolutely
I don't know.
an
I don't.
abomination.
This is really bad, though.
It is bad. And like the shirt itself, like, okay,
If this
if it was
Ace
just
Reese,
him,
if it had the M over S, it wouldn't be as
it
bad.
would not be as bad.
But the banner M is awful there. And then this shirt here is just
like what's the
awful.
point? What is the point of that?
Buying that, yeah, it's a good question.
I don't understand, because I assume if you have a license to use that logo, you can use the M over S.
Yeah,
I would assume.
I would agree.
Why are you using that logo?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
But it goes back to the fact that these are, it appears that these are like contracted out or something, and they're not like Mississippi State affiliated at all. So it appears that someone is just making these and trying to make a buck off of it, and then probably a small percentage goes to the player. But it's just bad, and I've looked at some of the other gear before, and there's really nothing on there that looks like cool or something that you want to buy. Also, don't think that selling shirts with a player's likeness on it in today's age is really, really a good idea to buy if you're a consumer, because none of these players. Like, there's a very small percentage chance that they stick around. I feel like if you're buying a Josh Hubbard jersey, then you have a high likelihood of him remaining a Bulldog and you being able to hold that jersey.
Yeah.
But these guys are here 1 year and leaving, most of them.
Yeah.
So,
I get it. Hunter Johnson asked, Northeastern has basically led the Division One in ERA in most categories for the last 2 years. I don't think they do it with a lot of guys throwing mid-90s. Is it as simple as they're really good at commanding the baseball, or is there more to it at that? Coming from someone who has never watched Northeastern play an inning of baseball, I have to assume that, yes, they have great command.
Yes.
Because if you're not throwing 96, 97, and you're getting the strikeout numbers that they get, it means that you are commanding the baseball. There's just no other way around that.
Yeah.
Dugout Dog, if you could have any fictional character to be your co-host, who would it be? Well, that's a good question. Who would be a good co-host? We need somebody with Mississippi State ties, so don't I need like whoever The Rock was playing in the rundown? Wasn't he the Mississippi State quarterback?
No,
Or was
there
it
was a
the guy
guy
who's
in that
looking after?
club was a
Former Mississippi State quarterback?
I believe that's correct.
Okay. Or I could get Locke from the program. He could be on the show with us.
You could.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, moving on. On an also on an unrelated note, which is the best Mission Impossible movie? You ready? You ready for this revelation here? I've never
Never
seen
seen
any
it.
of them.
I watched like the first couple,
Yeah.
but
This never
I
been my thing.
never really got into them.
All right, moving on. Matt McCann. I'm gonna have to. I know one of these. We got high school mascots. Small.
Ooh, these are tough. These are good schools. This
Here we go. Stringer.
I might be stumped on this. The Devils.
Can be,
No, the Red
I
Devils.
say, can you be more specific?
Red Devils.
All right.
Is that right?
Yes. Silva Bay.
Saints.
That
I
is
do know that
correct.
one really well.
Okay. Let
I used
me.
to play them every year.
Okay. Lumberton.
Panthers.
Lumberton High School mascot? No.
It's not the Panthers.
Nope. Assuming this is Mississippi here. Hold on. Is this Mississippi? No, it's North Carolina. Hold on.
I have to know.
Panthers.
Thought so.
You got it. Last one. North
Terry
Far.
Grant. Was Terry Grant a Lumberton Panther?
I believe that is correct. All right, North Forest.
Oh, Matt Caldwell's gonna kill me if I don't get this one. Yeah, I think he was a North Forest guy. Eagles.
That's correct. That's really good. Four for
Those
four.
are tough
Those are
too.
tough. Yeah.
Silva Bay, I was very confident about that one because we
Yeah.
played them every year,
The
like I
only one
said.
I knew for sure was Stringer because when I grew up was when they were in that dynasty.
Yep.
Like Heath Graham was a senior when I was a junior. So the first 3 years I played high school football, Stringer won 1A.
All these are kind of like Pine Belt
Yeah,
area
yeah. That
too.
was good call, Matt. You
That was
did
a good
good.
one, Matt.
You did good. Nathan Kelly asks us, am I the only one who noticed in Forrest Gump that the second Forrest jumps off the boat to greet Lieutenant Dan, the boat just magically knows to do a perfect U-turn on its own? Nathan, in that movie, that's the one plot hole you want to pick out? I mean, there's a ton of them. What are we doing here?
So like is when he was like Lieutenant Dan and he
He
dives
jumps
into
off
the
and the boat turns back around to the.
it like
It
crashed,
does crash, but it's
but then it
still.
turned back
It's
around.
going. He's going one way and it comes back the
Oh,
other.
does it?
Yeah. So.
That's crazy. Maybe they did that on purpose.
Yeah. Brad Baxter, what are the odds of us seeing USM versus MSU in game one in Omaha? That would be a potential matchup.
Very
Very
small.
slim.
Yeah.
Very slim. We'll say that.
It's gonna be tough for USM to get out of that regional, I think.
And even I think they can get out of the regional, but I don't think they can get past Vanderbilt.
No.
So, is this the year Arkansas finally brings home a national championship, or will they have to wait another year? I mean,
This
they're the
would
last
be
ones, right? They're the only ones left in the conference. I guess A&M, but they're not getting in this year, so.
the one because
It's not their
we're
best
not
team.
talking about
Yeah,
them.
that's a good point.
It's going to have to be a team that we're not talking about that's not hyped up, which I mean they're the number three seed.
Yeah, but
So
nobody's talking about them though.
yeah.
So,
I could see it. They have the pitching. Their offense is significantly better than it has been the last couple of years. I could see it.
Ford Polk, how much different is the 2010 football season if Leon Berry catches that ball against Auburn? The thing to remember about that is if he catches that ball, State's going to kick a field goal to tie.
Yes,
So we're
which
going to
is
go to
what,
overtime.
10 to
And
10?
yeah, it would have been 17-17.
17, it was 17 to
14 was the
14.
final.
Yeah.
So you're going to be tied. You're going to overtime against Cam Newton.
To have to stop. Now, State's defense did a really good job
They played
against.
well, but I mean, I don't know how different it is.
Yeah.
A much better scenario is, I mean, it's not really different because only one more win because it was the second to last game. But if Vic Ballard doesn't fumble out of the end zone and then
Against
you're not
Arkansas.
against Arkansas, that's
Yeah.
a better one. The Mangum Cafe, did Texas and OU learn about the SEC in Hoover or did they have enough away games? I don't understand this question.
I don't get
All
it.
right, moving on. Rank these Duty Noble field changes. Turf home plate, awful. It's going to be last. I'll just go ahead and tell you.
Yep.
Move the right field brick championship sign.
I don't care enough about that.
Okay. Drop friends in low places.
It would not bother me, but it's
Doesn't really
we have to
matter.
rank these anyways.
A Jim Ellis area in the concourse that plays iconic calls. That'd be a little weird, like walking through and all of a sudden you just hear Jim Ellis.
Because so like, would you just go stand there? And
Yeah.
I think the better thing would be like maybe a plaque or something,
Yeah. I would like
which
to
I guess
see
he
the
has
national
one.
championship thing on the brick. I would like that.
Is it not on the brick?
No, it's on just on the wall.
I think it's on the brick now. It is on the brick now.
So then you want to move it back.
He's saying move the right field brick championship sign needs to be moved.
Oh, well, why would I move it? No, it's fine where it is.
Okay. I don't really care about that either. Turf home plate in like the any of the turf areas
Needs to go.
needs to go.
Yeah, okay.
And, like they still have the same banner, like Mississippi State banner thing.
Yeah.
Like that, there's no
Yeah.
reason that
No,
should be.
I agree.
I would say turf home plate. These are changes that need to happen. I probably the Jim Ellis thing would be last, because I don't think it's that. I mean,
It'd be cool to
there's
have the
other
Jim
things you
Ellis
can do.
Concourse or
Yeah,
something, but
and then the championship sign, and then Friends in Low Places, and the number one's turf home
okay,
plate.
that'll work. All right, tomorrow's show. I have an interview lined up with our friend Isaac Trotter from 24/7 Sports. We're going to talk about Mississippi State's basketball transfer portal class. I want to go through each guy, get his thoughts on what they're going to bring to Starkville. Plus, we'll talk about how big it is to have Josh Hubbard back for another season here at Mississippi State. But obviously, we'll focus on some baseball tomorrow as well. Plenty to talk about as Mississippi State gets set for the Tallahassee Regional. You guys have a great Wednesday. Robbie and I will be back with you,
Oh,
back
you
with you
didn't
on Thursday. For Robbie
know?
Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here
Your
on Super
ass better
Talk,
call
Mississippi.
somebody!
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.